Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Having prospects up here on the bench, I think it's really difficult. Those guys aren't used to that role. They're used to playing every single day. So sometimes when you think about, like, just taking who the best projections are, a lot of times those are young players, and like, okay, how's that guy going to respond if he's taking an at-bat against an eighth-inning guy and he hasn't played in 3 days? And so I do think it's challenging in that way, and that's why oftentimes veteran players that have been through the battles more often, I think, are helpful on the bench. But you're right. Like, we've spent a lot of time trying to think through that, and you know, whether it's a big at-bat late in the game or whether it's giving a guy a day off, we want to make sure we have, you know, a solid bench and it's kind of depth throughout the 14 players.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That was President of Baseball Operations Jed Hoyer on making the decisions about these prospects. Owen Casey goes down. Kevin Alcantara makes his way up to the bigs as the Cubs get set for the final month of the season until we get to enjoy ourselves with some October baseball. Let's talk about this Cubs team heading into their last 25 games of the year. Hard to believe. Cubs pregame show will get started at 2:30, by the way. Man, part of that pregame show, our baseball insider is Bruce Levine from Wrigley Field. Hi, Bruce. What's going on?
Judson, a lot going on with the Chicago Cubs right now, including new people on the roster. As you mentioned, Alcantara went ahead and got Carlos Santana, who was released recently and signed by the Cubs today, and Aaron Civale picked up by the Cubs from the White Sox in a waiver deal yesterday. So a lot going on, and you know, you don't expect that many moves here when rosters expand on September 1st now that you can only add two players, a position player and a pitcher. So with that in mind, you have these additions here to add to the team.
Bruce, I think there's probably a lot of Cubs fans are being like, why is Owen Casey being sent down? Help us understand that decision, and then Kevin Alcantara on his way coming up.
Well, you know, Casey's not going to get a lot of bats in left field or right field, okay? He's not a center fielder. So you have Happ starting every day in left. You have a Suzuki, your DH, and you have Tucker in right. Now, the one guy that's going to find more bench time and while he's trying to figure it out is Pete Crow Armstrong, who's been in a slump for a long time now. And Kevin Alcantara coming up from the minor leagues is a superior defender. So you're going to find him against left-handers starting some games in center field. He's a true center fielder. He'll also give some relief to the other guys on days where they're rested. But it's not a direct platoon with PCA. But he'll find some bench time here while he's trying to rediscover his swing. And it'll be trusted that defensively the position will be taken care of because of the fact that Alcantara is a good center fielder. The other guys on the team are not center fielders.
Bruce, how would you describe the way that the Cubs are playing right now, heading into the last month of the season?
Average. I think, you know, they've played they've been a 500 team for the month of August, and they've basically only been a 4 or 5 game over 500 team since June 1st. So I would say offensively, they continue to struggle to find their way. The home run ball has not been there. Wrigley Field at home has played just about the same way it did last year, which is even though there's 80-degree days, 85-degree days, the wind has not been blowing out. So a change in the weather patterns in Chicago and a drastically changed Wrigley Field has not made this into the hitter's ballpark, a home run hitter's ballpark that it once was. So, Justin, you look at the team, it's more of a pitcher's ballpark. The guys like Imanaga and Boyd have benefited from the fact that balls don't go out of the ballpark at Wrigley. They have 15 of their last 25 at Wrigley Field. That should be an advantage for them as well, but not in the old-time way of being a home run park, more of a pitcher's park.
Yeah. We're joined by Score Baseball insider Bruce Levine. Bruce is part of that pregame show coming our way at 2:30 this afternoon. Pat and Ron take over at 3:05. Cubs and the Braves with a 3:05 start there at Wrigley Field. You know, Bruce, you've been telling the Score listeners, I've been hearing you, when things started to wane a little bit offensively, you know, you were there to say, hey, they're not going to be the 27 Yankees. And if you actually look at their numbers and take out some of those big, giant outburst games, this isn't necessarily an offense that may be great or, you know, could find not what we've watched the first half of the season. Can they kind of reestablish that identity, or were they all just kind of playing over their heads a little bit at times?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I would say this, that the Cubs are not a great home run team, but they played that way the first 2 months.
Yeah.
Right? So you saw Suzuki have these unbelievable power numbers, PCA, unbelievable power numbers, Tucker putting them up. So with that in mind, you're back to reality of this is not a great home run team. Don't expect a lot of home runs, but I think, you know, that it's a better hitting team than it's been, Judson. So with that in mind, I think they can score enough runs. Enough runs is 5, okay? That's what you shoot for. 4 is you're going to be really fighting to win games. 3 or less means you're going to be losing a lot of games. And I think we've seen that pattern over the last 6 weeks with the Chicago Cubs. They really have to struggle scoring runs without the home run ball. But their pitching is good enough. Their starting pitching has been outstanding. Pitching has really kept the Cubs on that 91-92 win pace that they're on for this year. And it's a good team. I pointed out today that on the road, the Cubs have the second best record in the National League. They're tied for the second best record. There are only 3 teams in the National League with road records over 500, Milwaukee way over, Philadelphia and the Cubs, the other 2 teams. Otherwise, everybody else is under 500. Normally, Judson, you gauge a year by, you know, play 4 or 5 games over 500 if you can on the road, and you're going to be a playoff team by taking care of business at home. The Cubs are on that pace, you know, 91, 92 wins. I don't expect them to catch the Milwaukee Brewers. I think 6 games in the loss column with 25 to play is really kind of unrealistic considering you don't go head-to-head with the Brewers. It can happen, but I don't think that's what you look at. You look at them trying to get hot in the way they can get hot by being a better offensive team, continuing to have the good bit pitching on a daily basis, and pointing out hopefully Palencia not impacted by a couple of last outings that he's had.
Bruce, last one for you. Did the Cubs find their future ace of the staff in Cade Horton?
Well, he's going to be up there for Pitcher of the Month. I expect him to win the Pitcher of the Month award. It's going to come out here probably today or tomorrow. He has been that great. I mean, you look at his August, and they're comparing his August numbers to the Arrieta numbers in 2015. So it's been that dominant. I think they're going to have a tough decision to make if things stay the same way as to who their pitchers are going to be for games one and two of the National League Wild Card Series. It might be a tough choice. They have three good choices right now, so I don't think it's going to be a wrong choice, but a difficult one by the way Horton has pitched.
Bruce, really appreciate your time. Look forward to hearing you in the pregame show today. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Judson. Take care, buddy.
Back at you, Bruce. He is a grinder, that man working harder than anybody maybe that I've met in this market. Bruce Levine, 6'7", the score, and he will have your inside pitch coming up with Zach Zeman. Pregame show gets started at 2:30. So let's just set the scene a little bit for the Cubs, okay? And as he mentioned, listen, they may catch the Brewers. When they say we can't worry about the Brewers, when I hear Ian Happ say that, they're exactly right. They're exactly right. The Cubs should not wake up every day worrying about what's happening in division. The Brewers have just been too damn good, and the Cubs have not been able to keep pace. It's that simple. The Cubs are 6.5 games back of their own division with 25 games to go. All right? The Brewers just went to Toronto. The Blue Jays were 22 games over 500. Right? The best team in the American League. And I don't know if you heard game two of that series, but the Brewers had the Blue Jays booing their team. Like, that's how good the Brewers were there. That they went to Toronto, where the Blue Jays are awesome, and after 18 innings of baseball, Blue Jays fans had seen enough of their own team with what the Brewers are doing to them.
1-1 pitch, Churio, fly ball to right. Got some carry to it. Springer is back, and it is up and gone! Jackson Churio sends one out of here to put the Brewers ahead. 2-1 Milwaukee on Churio's 18th. This kid is electrifying.
It's an opposite field bomb. It is fourth at-bat back after a month hiatus on the injured list. How about Jackson Churio putting the Brewers up 2-1?
A silencer here. Now Yelich goes deep into left center field. That's got a chance. It is gone. Back-to-back Jacks. 3-1 Brewers. Churio and Yelich each to the opposite field.
A pitch after Jackson Churio goes deep. It gives the Brewers the lead. His 27th of the year.
Stop! He's already dead.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I mean, the Brewers are like, oh, we can beat the Brewers today. And then the Milwaukee comes down and is just like, I hate baseball. You know, the Blue Jays fans, Blue Jays are 79-58. They got a 3-game lead in the AL East. And that's the way that Blue Jays fans felt about their team after watching whenever that was in the second game. At least the Blue Jays showed up to win in game three. But that's how well the Brewers are playing. So if the Cubs are not overly focused on the NL Central, fine. What they should be focusing on is that 4 seed in the wild card. Because that changes a lot. The 4 seed in the wild card changes a lot. Again, 6 teams get in each league. 1 and 2 seed get a bye. 3 hosts 6. 4 hosts 5. As of now, the Cubs, they're +5 in the wild card, but they're 2 games up on the Padres. Like, if the season ended today, the Cubs would host the Padres at Wrigley Field. So that's what they need to be focused on. And maybe more importantly, as a term I used earlier, they need to get their first date vibes back. Like, remember how this team was vibing early on? Where it's like, oh, this is new. This is electric. This is exciting. Like, we're not only hitting home runs, but we're also, like, beating out every pitch at second base so they can't turn a double play. And they were taking the extra base. And they were great defensively. And there was just some really good vibes, those first date vibes. And now it's like 6 months into the relationship and everyone's wearing sweats and just watching Netflix. Like, they're like, should we watch something on Prime or Netflix or Hulu or Apple TV? And it's like, hey, let's get a little pop in our step going, right? Let's get things going a little bit. Are they going to be that offense that we saw earlier on in the season? No. Aim for 5 runs a game, as Bruce said. But you'd like to see them get a little bit more mojo back. All right? They've played 40 games since the All-Star break, and they're 20-20. They need to get over Jed Hoyer not doing enough, basically. Like, they need to get over that. They need to get going. And they'll do it today. Hopefully, start something special against the Braves today with just 25 games left to go. Hard to believe. Now, on the Bears side of things, the Bears get set for game one. It is week one of the NFL season. My goodness. Thursday night football, Eagles, Cowboys. Cowboys have been in the news recently. What did they do? Oh, that's right. They traded Michael Parsons. Friday night, we got football in Brazil. The Chargers and the Chiefs in Brazil on Friday night. Then we got to wait all Sunday, and then we get to Monday. And you know what happens on Monday night football? We get to see the calibration. I'm so excited to see what Ben Johnson Bears. Has up his sleeve for Caleb Williams. I went all the way back to January 22nd, Mark Grody. I went all the way back. I'm reliving the Ben Johnson opening press conference. And I'm like, what did he say? What did he say again? Here's Ben Johnson on quarterback play on January 22nd.
Modern football in the NFL is quarterback driven. That is no secret. You can look at analytics. Right now, quarterback success is a higher predictor of winning and losing than turnover ratio, which it's been for 20-plus years, okay? That's changed. So there's no doubt Caleb played a large component into my decision. He is a phenomenal talent that had, as many quarterbacks do, an up-and-down rookie year. Where I see my role is as a supporter of him. This offense will be calibrated with him in mind. We're going to build this thing. This is not simply a dropping of a previous playbook down on the table and starting there. Nope. We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next. I really look forward to challenging him and pushing him, as I said before, to continue to grow and develop.
It's calibration time, baby. It is calibration time. Let's calibrate whatever Ben Johnson thinks Caleb Williams can do in week one. Right? Like that. That's what I'm so fascinated to watch in week one. It will be what Ben Johnson has decided what Caleb Williams is ready for in his offense. We all know week one's going to look different than week 14. Week one's going to look different than week 11. Week one is probably going to be either a simpler game plan or just not as much as the offense as he's going to learn and utilize over time.
I think that's what he means with calibrate.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he means by calibrate. He's going to calibrate this offense around him. But you know what I want to see more? By the way, we're going to hear from Tremaine Edmonds in a minute. Tremaine Edmonds speaking to the media, got his reaction about the Micah Parsons trade, so that should be interesting. But here's what I want from Ben. I want to see Caleb Williams, yes, have the perfect 3 and 5 step drop, sure. But how does Ben really kind of channel Caleb's natural skill set, and when he looks just different out there on the football field, how does he allow him to be that guy? Because much like, as I said, the Cubs should not apologize for having a 99.6% chance of getting to the playoffs. Like, even though they're not playing great, they should still feel really, really good about themselves. If a play breaks down, Caleb Williams should not apologize for being able to extend a play and be awesome throwing on the run. Right? Like, you know, there should not be any sort of, oh, I'm stuck in the pocket. I can't do anything. How does Ben Johnson teach him and liberate him is what I can't wait to see a week from today. And however many years it transpires after that, that's what I can't wait to see. Tremaine Edmonds, Bears linebacker, earlier today speaking with the media, his reaction to the Micah Parsons trade.
Hey, Tremaine, what was your reaction when you saw that Micah Parsons was getting traded to the Packers?
You know, honestly, man, I'm worried about what we got going on here in Chicago. You know, we got a lot of, you know, good things going on. We got a big game coming up. So, honestly, more of my focus was geared towards, you know, what I got to do. And what we have to do as a team to make sure we come out victorious on Monday.
Do you look at this division as the best in football? It obviously had the best record last year, and now to add somebody like him, I would assume only makes it better.
It's definitely a highly competitive division, I would say for sure. You know, I've been a part of, you know, divisions that was tough before, but, you know, it's definitely some of the top teams in the league in this division, so it's going to be hard-fought games. And just the characteristics of the teams that's in this division, you know what I mean? Hard nose and just a lot of grit, you know what I mean? So definitely highly competitive, but that's what you play this game for, man. You play this game to go against those type of teams. You play this game to be in those type of games. And, you know, so I wouldn't have it any other type of way, just as far as, you know, putting your best foot forward each and every week. You know, that's what we work so hard for, to, you know, play against the best. So, you know, I'm excited to, you know, get this ball rolling this week.
Sure, easy for him to say. I mean, he's not on the field when Michael Parsons is out there. But, you know, I mean, the division is so outrageously challenging. Like, these coaches had to be like, all right, what else? What else are you going to throw at us? Like, the Minnesota Vikings front seven may be more challenging than the Packers with Micah Parsons. Probably not, but I think there's probably a case to be made. Like, week one is going to be a hell of a test. Ben Johnson's like, I don't have time to think about week 14, which is the first time they play the Packers. Mark Grody knows that. They don't play the Packers till week 14 and week 16. They got the Vikings and the Lions week one and week two. It's like, it's so challenging. It's like, who's next? What? Add Saquon Barkley to the division? Like, that's just what it is. You got to be ready. And how do you beat Micah Parsons? You run the football, right? Either you either run it away from him to keep Caleb safe, or you run it right at him. And if you establish the run, it may be more challenging, and they may pin their ears back less and not come after you as much. You know, run the football, which is a real concern for me of this football team. One of the topics we did get into today, who had the better offseason, the Bears or the Packers? And I still say, as great as Micah Parsons is, the Bears still had the best offseason in division. Why? You got to find a head coach to lead your quarterback. And I know that there is some projection in that, but there is nothing false or nothing fake, nothing faux about what Ben Johnson did in Detroit. Matt Nagy under Andy Reid, yeah, we understand that's a little bit different. But Ben Johnson was the CEO in Detroit. And I thought this was very, very interesting. Rich Eisen talking to Seth Wickersham, whose book is about to drop next week, asked the question, so what have you learned about the quarterback position?
There are few good and great quarterbacks, as we know. And I almost think there are fewer good and great coaches. And what you have is a ton of quarterbacks who go to these systemically bad situations. Sorry, the Jets, the Browns, the Titans, you know, the Jets. And, you know, I think that, like, what's happened is that, like, we're so quick to label these guys as busts, even if they go to poor situations where they're not the only failure at that position there. And the coaches are under stress because they have to figure out a way to save their jobs and they can't really develop a guy. And it's been an interesting thing. I didn't write about this in the book, but it's interesting to look at, like, there's an entire economy of quarterbacks now in the NFL that are kind of these retreads, you know, where they were looked at as failures and they find another place to go. They learn from a really smart coach like Baker did with Sean McVay or Sam Darnold did with Kevin O'Connell and Kyle Shanahan and Geno Smith. And, they can reemerge and have really productive careers, you know, if they can just hang on and survive and kind of weather that storm of confidence.
There's a name that Wickersham left out there, and that's the name of Jared Goff. Jared Goff was a cast-off. You do not turn the page. You do not trade away a young, if you believe him to be a franchise quarterback. And that's what the Rams did. And if you look at what was happening in Detroit early on, it looked like it was going to go the way a lot of us thought it was going to go. In steps Ben Johnson. That quote from Seth Wickersham. There are few good or great quarterbacks. There are fewer good or great head coaches. Specifically ones that can lead a quarterback. So when I say, yeah, the Bears had a better offseason than the Packers, because you got to believe that Ben Johnson is the guy that is going to make your quarterback great. And that's what we'll be watching to see. One more look at the poll question. Who faces more pressure in September, Craig Counsell or Ben Johnson? I can't believe the outcome of this one. I can't believe the outcome. 69.1% of you say Craig Counsell. 30.9% of you say Ben Johnson.
All right.
Is that how confident everyone is in Ben Johnson? It's because they're tied for first place. You don't put a little more pressure on the guy to make a quarterback in a town that can't get a quarterback? Whew, hard to believe. Sean, great job by you. Thanks for all your work, buddy.
Great job by you,
Sean Sears. Thank you to Patrick Finley, who joined us in the 11 o'clock hour. Matthew Coller was great getting a set on the Viking side of things, going up against the Bears in week one. And Bruce Levine joined us just a few minutes ago. You miss any of it, you can find it on the Odyssey app and the Rewind function. But up next, time for the Cubs pregame show as they get set to face the Atlanta Braves. You are listening to 6-7 at the Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.